Now, with a look at the latest headlines, here's Annie Haswell.
Hi, Sarah. Well, what a difference a week makes. Case numbers across the world have topped 12 million with more than 500,000 deaths. Cases in the US have topped 3 million. But in Australia, our previously almost static figures have started to trend upwards. So there's 8,886 infections recorded in Australia, now 106 deaths. We had previously 104 for a couple of weeks. And there are 7,487 recovered. But of course, the big story is what's happening in Victoria, where there was another double-digit rise, and it keeps getting updated as the day goes by. I noticed it got up to 155 new cases in the past 24 hours. And along with two more in WA, three in the ACT and eight in New South Wales, it's got everybody braced for a second wave, particularly as many of those are now locally transmitted. The border between New South Wales and Victoria will close at midnight, and it's a very lively traffic jam scene there today as queues of cars try, I assume, to get out of Victoria.
And the deteriorating relationship with China just got worse.
Yes, this week we had the DFAT warning that Australians are not to travel to China or Hong Kong and come home if possible. But today, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced that the extradition treaty between Hong Kong and Australia will be suspended. Now, that treaty is effectively a recognition that we see their legal system as equally fair to ours if criminals are moved from one country to another. So since the new security law came in Hong Kong, this suspension is a recognition that Australia doesn't respect the new system. Australia will also offer a path to permanent residency for thousands of Hong Kong citizens. This is, of course, happening in Britain more so. They're expecting millions to want to go to the UK. And today the Prime Minister was quick to point out that Australia won't be expecting anything near those numbers.
We're certainly not talking about tens of thousands or anything of that nature. We're talking at a modest level, I would thought. And if it were to ramp up over time, then we would make whatever adjustments we had to ensure that could be accommodated and absorbed.
Also, on the relationship between Australia, Hong Kong and China, temporary work visa holders and student visa holders currently in Australia will have their visas extended and will have the opportunity to apply for permanent residency after that period.
And amid virus panic, the world quietly continues to warm, according to a new study.
Yes, I'm really sorry I haven't got any good news today, but no. The World Meteorological Organization says there's a growing chance that global temperatures will rise by more than 1.5 degrees centigrade over the next 5 years compared to pre-industrial levels. It assesses a 20% chance that the threshold will be broken in 1 year before 2024 and a 70% chance it will be broken in one or more months in those 5 years. It shows the tough task, scientists say, of controlling climate change levels, and apparently the Arctic likely to rise at double the amount of the rest of the world. I guess it's just a case of when will there be good news?
Yes. Thanks, Annie.